But moving on to more important things, on Wednesday, whilst MPs were voting on whether to take military action against Islamic State in Syria, there was a really important petition presented on child abuse. It was presented by MP for Chesham and Amersham, Cheryl Gillam, on behalf of constituent Tom Perry, and over 200,000 people, they've signed this petition. It concerns the mandatory reporting of child abuse. Cheryl Gillam explained to Parliament what exactly this involves.
My petition is therefore request that the House of Commons urges the government to introduce legislation which requires persons in a position of trust who work with children in regulated activities and who know, suspect, or have reasonable grounds for knowing or suspecting child abuse to inform the local authority designated officer or, in appropriate circumstances, children's services and make failure to inform a criminal offence. They hope that this will improve the petition, the position and the protection of children in the care of people in regulated activities.
Ben's in the studio. Ben, you've got more on this. So this petition is basically the first step to making it an offence if you do not report suspected child abuse.
Yeah, that's right. This petition calls for the introduction of a mandatory reporting law, and that will support staff who work in regulated activities. So that includes things like schools, care homes, religious organisations, sports organisations, and of course healthcare trusts. And it's the impetus on them to report suspected or known abuse of a child to the local authority for an independent assessment. Now, the man behind the petition is Tom Perry, who is the first complainant in the Caldecott school child abuse scandal, and he's the founder of the pressure group Mandate Now. And it basically states that mandatory reporting of suspected or known child abuse is a vital component of a functioning child protection system in institutional settings.
I mean, it all sounds like a fantastic idea, but in reality, how would mandatory reporting work in practice?
Yeah, well, at the moment in England and Wales, child protection is grounded on discretionary reporting. So many cases have come to light where abuse was known by an organisation but not reported at the time, and you know, contributing to the suffering of many children and indeed the deaths of some. With mandatory reporting, if someone suspects a child is being abused, then they would be under a legal obligation to refer the case to the local authority, who would do that independent assessment. They will then decide if the case needs to be referred to other agencies and kind of determine how serious the threat was, and that would be, you know, to agencies such as social services or the police.
So what about the support? Mandate Now, have they got much support? I presume they have, talking about this petition.
Well, exactly. As you said, 200,000 signatures shows there's a lot of support behind this petition, also supported by a cross-party delegation of politicians. That included Liberal Democrat peer Baroness Walmsley, the Shadow Children's Minister Sharon Hodgson, as well as obviously Cheryl Gillan, the Tory MP. Now, Mandate Now is supported by the largest coalition of survivor charities in England, Wales and Scotland, which are members of the Survivors Trust. And the membership base includes 114 survivor charities in England, 8 in Scotland, 10 in Wales, including Survivors UK and Respond.
And just lastly, is it gaining a bit of that impetus right now?
Well, yes, I think it is. Mandate Now says that the shortcoming to the current child protection arrangements undoubtedly contributed to the government launching the independent inquiry into child sexual abuse. And just last Friday, the Honourable Justice Goddard, chair of the independent inquiry into child sexual abuse, announced that in the first half of next year, the inquiry will be holding expert hearings into mandatory reporting. And on top of this, the government has now announced a consultation on mandatory reporting as well, which will also begin next year, probably around January. So as Tom Perry says, the direction of travel is definitely positive and the momentum is building. And we'll be speaking to Tom just after 8 on this programme.
Excellent stuff, Ben. More to come, as you say, on this story throughout the morning. BBC Three Counties Radio, Justin with you until 9.